Passage 56. Child's Brain.
Last month, scientists announced that they recorded the first detailed maps of the development of a child's brain between the ages of 3 and 15. Scientists at the University of California at Los Angeles School of Medicine led the group of scientists. The study appeared in the magazine Nature. The researchers say their study provides new information about what areas of the brain are used in learning at different ages.
The scientists at the University of California invented a process that let them map brain growth in greater detail than ever before. They used a machine called an MRI to take a picture of the brain of each child in the study. Using a computer, the scientists identified millions of areas of each brain. They took more pictures of each child's brain during the 4-year study. Then they mapped the changes in position as the brain developed. The scientists mainly observed growth in the area of complex nerve tissue called the corpus callosum. This area sends information between the two halves of the brain. They say they found that a child's brain experiences 2 main periods of growth. The first takes place between the ages of 3 and 6. The greatest growth appears in an area of the corpus callosum in the front of the brain. This area is involved in learning new skills, planning, and organizing new actions, and working on an activity.
The second period of brain growth takes place in the middle and back areas of the corpus callosum from age 6 to 12. The most growth was in the areas of a child's brain involved in language skills and understanding relations in space. The scientists say it is during these quick growth periods that the brain is best able to learn. Scientists say the brain overproduces some cells when it grows. The new cells organize into networks based on the connections that are used in mental or physical activity. Cells and pathways used often form strong permanent connections. Those used least die out as the brain returns to its normal size.
Scientists have known that such periods of growth and shrinkage happen before birth and in very early childhood. And they knew that the brain network connections continued to change until about the age of 5. But this study and 2 similar studies released late last year are the first to suggest the process continues to adulthood. The scientists say their study may explain why the ability to learn new languages generally decreases after the age of 12. And it could explain why people whose brains become damaged as adults have difficulty regaining some skills.